Hey, basketball season's back. The Phoenix Suns start the regular season tonight. They'll host the Dallas Mavericks. And the last time the team was actually good, it was led by people born in other countries, players like Steve Nash. And as the Suns begin a new era, they have a head coach from Serbia and a number one pick from the Bahamas. It's a chance to unite the Valley over basketball amid sharp division over immigration. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers and Matthew Casey report, and Brett starts us off.
It's a bit hard to hear the announcer say DeAndre Ayton was the Suns' number one draft pick, but the excitement among fans inside Talking Stick Resort Arena was unmistakable.
Do you think we're making the playoffs? I think we're making the playoffs.
Fans look to Ayton and his teammates with great hope for a turnaround, but he has to shoulder expectations from followers far beyond Phoenix. Ayton says he bears the burden of an entire country. Here he is before the draft, talking about the pressure to be the number one pick.
I already have a whole load. I have a whole country on my back that I'm representing, and, you know, I just want to fulfill that achievement.
Ayton is originally from the Bahamas and moved to the U.S. when he was 12. On draft day, he flashed a Bahamian flag stitched inside his blazer. He joins two other foreign players on the Suns, as well as new head coach Igor Kokoschkov, the first in the NBA born and raised outside North America. The team has often been on the cutting edge of the league's push to appeal to a wide cross-section of American and international fans. According to the NBA, the Suns were the first in the league to sign a player from the Eastern Bloc. Tom Ambrose handled Suns public relations at the time.
We signed a player named Jorge Gulushkov, and this was in 1985, and Jorge didn't turn out to be a great deal. He was called the Balkan Banger. He was a big guy.
There were some challenges with Gulushkov, like translating for him mid-game.
But it was, you know, if you're saying fast break, it's kind of too late at the end of that.
The Balkan Banger lost his size and was off the Suns after a year. But the experiment came at the beginning of the internationalization of the NBA, a trend that's continued. The Suns' last run at a title came in 2010, the year controversy over immigration was exploding in Arizona with Senate Bill 1070. On Cinco de Mayo, the Suns played the San Antonio Spurs in Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals. The team won and made a splash wearing jerseys that said, Los Suns.
Last night, the Phoenix Suns played basketball and politics.
The Los Suns jerseys are meant to convey the team's dislike of the state's new immigration law.
The playoff game wasn't the first time the team wore the jersey, but the move was controversial. Superstar Steve Nash, born in South Africa and raised in Canada, said the squad felt pride in Phoenix's Latino community.
My beliefs, our team stood up for that part of our community because I think that's the one that's targeted by the side of this bill that could open a door to racial profiling and racism. And I'm talking primarily about American citizens who are Latino, who now their quality of life and freedoms could change because of this bill.
The New York Times reported the final decision to wear the jerseys was made by Suns owner Robert Sarver. But the choice was driven by the players, says Igor Kokoschkov, who was an assistant coach at the time.
Like in every other aspects of this job, you just follow the player's lead, and we felt the same way, so we're nothing but a supporter.
Kokoschkov is now the team's head coach. Born and raised in Serbia, he became a citizen in 2010, while an assistant for the Suns. Kokoschkov says he tries to focus on coaching basketball, taking a lesson from his grandfather, a World War II vet, who told him not to be manipulated by political movements or ideology.
People are watching us, and so you have to be very careful, but, you know, we're just, at the end of the day, just trying to be a good citizen and good man and role model for my kids at home.
In interviews, several foreign-born players on the team said similar things. They're focused on playing basketball as best they can. Tom Ambrose says there's probably not much room for professional athletes or coaches to weigh in on current events.
I think that a lot of sports fans like to keep politics out of sports. In fact, that sports is their only escape from it. It's everywhere. And so I think you can make a statement, as the Suns did with the Los Suns, but it was a subtle statement.
The statement the players and coaches are looking to make is in the win column, which may be the best way to unite people around a common interest, at least for a little while. With Brett Jaspers, I'm Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.